Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. As we discuss the tongue today, let's go to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It never ceases to amaze me how we take the Word for granted. I'm not just talking about the written or spoken Word, but the Word. The Word was and is Christ. We, and I count myself among the we, say things that are not appropriate, wonder why we get into so much trouble. Let us suppose, for the sake of argument, that everyone believes that the Bible is the inerrant Word of God, and that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what it says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Then let us further contemplate the Scripture in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness," verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Verse 31, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." The Bible states very clearly that we are created in the image of God. Well, God spoke the world, the universe, and everything into existence. His Word has power. So if you believe that you are created in the image of God, then why don't you believe that what comes out of your mouth has power? I see too many examples in my life, as well as in others, of not watching what we say. There has been a conditioning of our hearts and minds of people that tend to take for granted that the tongue, you know, is a little member and boasts great things. "Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth," James 3:5. I don't know if I'm the only one, but have you ever had someone say something that hurt you to the core? How many of us have lashed out at someone, said things that were not edifying, whether out of hurt, guilt, self-defense, pride, anger, or whatever, and later regretted saying those things? I know I am guilty of this. Now, what have you done about it? Going to God and crying out, "Oh Lord, change me," that's wonderful and commendable, but if that is all you do, then I submit to you that you are missing the boat. Yes, I know that in 1 John 1:9 it clearly states that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So now that you've confessed it to God and you have repented, now what? Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 34, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Our commandment is to love one another. This means that we are to go to the person we have offended and hurt and ask for forgiveness, just as we have asked God for forgiveness. I believe that when we do that, the reconciliation and the cleansing is completed in us, and the change that we want God to make in us is then possible for Him to accomplish it. We have no barriers. We have crucified the flesh, swallowed our pride, and then God is able to effect the change necessary for us to reach a new level of maturity in Christ. Saints, this is a continuous thing. The "oh, they'll get over" attitude is not acceptable. John 3:35 says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, and that ye love one another." We are being called to a higher standard. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. Forgive one another today. Let's pray. Father God, forgive me of my hurtful speech. Your command is to love one another. I confess that I have not refrained what comes out of my mouth to others. Help me, Lord, to obey your word. I give you my mouth. May you fill it and use it to edify others and bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.